The time is 7:45. You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. It's just a matter of time before the coronavirus hits northern Michigan. And are we prepared? Sherry McWherter is the lead coronavirus reporter for the Traverse City Record Eagle, and she joins me live from Traverse City this morning. Hi there, Sherry.
Hi, Dan.
Sherry, last night, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services confirmed that there are now 53 cases of COVID-19 in Michigan. No cases have been reported here in northern Michigan yet, but when that happens, we'll need beds. Some patients might need help breathing. You've been reporting on this, Sherry. Fill us in on the entire Munson healthcare system in terms of available beds and ventilators.
Sure, Dan. I asked last week about beds and ventilators, and it took some time, but Munson officials reported to me that they have 29 adult ventilators at the Traverse City Hospital, plus 6 for infants. There also are portable, surgical, and other types of ventilation equipment that can be moved around and used for COVID-19 patients if needed. But Munson has 9 hospitals stretched across the whole region, from Cadillac to the Upper Peninsula. Officials told me they have 81 ventilators total among the family of hospitals and more than 1,100 beds.
Okay. What about isolation rooms in Traverse City and other hospitals in the region? How many are there, and is it enough?
Well, Munson Healthcare has 89 negative isolation rooms, of which 54 are in Traverse City. At McLaren Northern Michigan Hospital in Petoskey, there are 8 isolation rooms, but officials can expand that to entire floors on their own isolated air systems. Whether that will be enough is really up to the community at this point. The demand on doctors and hospitals will depend on how effective our community is at social distancing. That helps reduce the epidemic curve. What everybody is afraid of is what's happening in Italy now. The surge of patients who need beds and ventilators at hospitals is enormous. They've actually outstripped facilities and equipment there.
Talking with Sherry McWherter, lead coronavirus reporter at the Traverse City Record Eagle. Sherry, you reported in Sunday's paper that Munson runs regular drills to prepare for pandemics like this. What are those? And do you get a sense that Munson employees feel prepared?
Well, all Munson hospitals have practiced what to do when patients present with symptoms of the COVID-19 disease, which is caused by the novel coronavirus, that being fever, dry cough, fatigue, and shortness of breath. They've practiced masking and gloving themselves and the patient and rushing them into these special isolation rooms. Munson's chief medical officer last week said they are prepped and ready, but she underscored the need for the community to flatten the curve, if you've heard that term. Medical providers need the number of patients they treat for this illness to be stretched out over time. That's why social distancing measures become so important.
Sure.
If we slow the spread of the virus among ourselves, we can make it easier for doctors and nurses to care for those of us who will become the most sick.
And just to confirm, Sherry, visitors aren't allowed at these hospitals, right?
Correct. The hospitals in our area are, by and large, closed to visitors. The governor ordered as much, except for exigent circumstances. I know Munson officials were trying to find out if that meant end-of-life situations or what. The chances are, if you turn up at a local hospital or nursing home to visit a friend or loved one, you will be turned away.
And that's because the elderly and the sick are really at the greatest risk here, right?
That's absolutely right. Even healthy people may get sick with this illness, but are likely to recover just fine. It's older folks, people with medical problems, who could actually succumb to this terrible respiratory disease. And you can carry the virus for days without even knowing it. You can be healthy, but carrying the virus around with you, spreading it as you go, and infect someone who may be less likely to bounce back. It's a risk health experts are begging us not to take.
Sherry McWhirter, lead coronavirus reporter at the Traverse City Record Eagle, with a live update on how the Munson healthcare system is preparing for the coronavirus here in northern Michigan. Sherry, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Dan.
And you heard Sherry McWhirter on Morning Edition here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura.